Deutsche Welle, Africa Link.
A very good morning to you and thanks for joining Africa Link. I'm Crispin Mwakideo in Bonn. Our main stories this Thursday, March the 24th, the South African police announced they will start a corruption investigation on President Jacob Zuma's son, as well as the wealthy Gupta family.
The works will be investigating this case of corruption against the Guptas to find out why exactly they tried to influence the appointment of one minister and the sacking of the other.
And this stern warning from Zimbabwean authorities to foreign companies who fail to comply with the indigenization law.
We gave a deadline of up to the 31st of March. It's either you comply or you close shop. The law will visit those companies that are not complying.
And as always, on Thursdays, we give you another chance to keep up with the Crime Fighters, our investigative radio drama series. Stick around.
Top story.
The heat is on, at least for the Zuma family, as South African police said it will launch a corruption probe into President Jacob Zuma's son Duduzane and the Gupta family. This comes after graft allegations were made by the Democratic Alliance, DA, the country's main opposition party. It all started when the Deputy Finance Minister, Msebisi Jonas, revealed that he had been offered a ministerial position by the Guptas. Leader of the DA, Musi Maimane, has been pushing for the president to explain why he sacked former Finance Minister Nhlanhla Nene.
He must explain to South Africans what are the reasons why he fired Nene. He's arguing that the economy was already in deterioration. Yet his decisions, in fact, accelerated the destruction of South Africa's economy, losing many people their own pensions and their own funds. And when he refuses to answer the question and you ask the question, why is he refusing to answer the question? Then you get kicked out.
Musi Maimane, leader of the Democratic Alliance. For more on the Gupta probe, Eunice Wanjiru has been speaking to our Johannesburg correspondent, Tuzo Kumalo.
What's happening is the works will be investigating this case of corruption against the Guptas to find out why exactly they tried to influence the appointment of one minister and the sacking of the other. And the DA is convinced that the only reason why they could do that was because they wanted to manipulate the other minister appointed, and hence it falls under the Corruption Act.
So can the police expect the Gupta family and the Zumas to cooperate?
They are going to cooperate because the Hawks are entitled by law to investigate such cases. So if they need information, Zuma's son and the Guptas should provide that information. If they don't, the Hawks have got other legal options. They can go to court, and those people are summoned to go to court.
There's also the issue that President Jacob Zuma had offered to resign after mounting claims of improper political interference, but the South Africa's ruling African National Congress denied these reports. Can you clarify on this?
This is also what we hear, but remember, this happened within behind the closed doors when the ruling African National Congress, NEC, met, which is their National Executive Council. They met over the past weekend to deliberate on different issues, and the issue of the Guptas came up. So there are some sources that say when the issue came up, Zuma said if the party thinks he did anything wrong, he should resign. And the party insisted that there should be thorough investigations. This is information that has not been tested because you hear it from the grapevines. But given the current situation, that could be possible because the pressure is mounting on Zuma, both from inside the ANC and from outside. People are saying it is time for him to go. He has done quite a lot. You remember he had charges dropped against him. He had the Guptas landing on the airbase, which is a protected area. And so people are saying this is the last nail on the coffin, because the sacking of Nhlanhla Nene caused a lot of harm to the country's economy. So it could be possible, but currently that information has not been tested.
Okay, you're talking about pressure being mounted on Zuma, but how much longer can President Zuma stand the pressure?
I've spoken to a number of experts. One of them had said this is the last nail on Zuma's coffin in terms of him being a president. But others are saying Zuma is not done yet. We saw the NEC coming out saying we're in full support of Zuma, despite all the noises that are happening. So what is happening now is that you have more noise outside the ANC, and it is the ANC that can take a decision overnight and bring Zuma down. But as long as the ANC is still behind Zuma, it is very difficult.
DW's Tuzo Kumalo in Johannesburg. As we've heard, this is not the first time that President Jacob Zuma finds himself in a political storm, but he's been known to weather them and somehow maintain his hold on power. The ruling ANC has already stamped its approval of the president in regard to the Gupta Gate scandal. However, as Eunice Wanjiru found out from Daniel Silke, an independent political analyst in South Africa, the image of Brand Zuma has been battered.
I think we stand at the moment in a position where President Zuma has in fact been able to hold on, of course, to the presidency. But it does look as though the tide has turned certainly against the role of the Guptas in business. And the ruling party is going to institute an investigation into these business linkages and the influence of the Guptas. So the president, I think, in a sense, has been further weakened because of his association with this prominent family. But he has survived, in fact, to live another day and will, as it looks like at the moment, lead the ANC into the big local government election campaign that we're going to have by mid-year.
There have been claims by senior party and government officials that this Gupta family is interfering with the running of the government. But how much influence does Gupta family actually have in South Africa?
Well, it's all very difficult to precisely quantify this. And we will have an investigation, as I say, from the ruling party and also potentially from the public protector in South Africa, Thuli Madonsela, who herself has said that she is going to be looking into ways to assess the exact influence that they allegedly have. All we know so far is that there have been extensive business dealings between the president's son and the Guptas, which is point number one. And point number two, and that's really what I think has been the big issue in South Africa, has been apparent offers of cabinet ministerial positions made directly by the Guptas to certain key individuals within the ruling African National Congress, clearly with the hope that there would be some favors elicited if those positions were accepted. And a number of senior ANC officials have come forward to admit that they had been approached by the Guptas and offered these cabinet positions, which are purely the prerogative, of course, of the state president, Jacob Zuma.
Okay, you've talked about an investigation. What do you think that this ANC-led investigation will achieve?
Well, I certainly think that we need more than just an ANC investigation. We clearly need an independent investigation, and the Office of the Public Protector probably is best placed to do that. I would be more skeptical of an ANC investigation, given that many of the parties involved are, of course, senior ANC members, including, of course, the president.
Daniel Silke, an independent political analyst in South Africa. For more information on the Gupta Gate, visit dw.com/Africa.
Africa Link, every weekday on DW Deutsche Welle.
Now, this is not an April Fool's joke, but beginning April the 1st, Zimbabwe will shut down all foreign farms which do not abide with the country's indigenization law. The law, which came into effect in 2008, requires foreign investors to cede majority stakes to locals. The government says that the move is aimed at empowering the majority black population, who are disadvantaged by colonial rule, but critics say the law benefits allies of President Robert Mugabe. From Harare, Privilege Mushaniri reports.
Addressing journalists in Harare on Wednesday, Empowerment Minister Patrick Joao announced that the cabinet on Tuesday unanimously passed a resolution directing that from the 1st of April, officials will begin to cancel licenses of any business across all sectors of the economy which fails to sell 51% of its stake to local investors.
We gave a deadline of up to the 31st of March. It's either you comply or you close shop. The law will visit those companies that are not compliant.
Foreign-owned companies were asked to submit plans on how they plan to comply with the law. Scores of foreign companies operate in Zimbabwe in sectors that include mining, banking and manufacturing. It is not yet clear how many companies have complied and how many will be affected by the decision. Economist Prosper Chitambara says the decision will drive away investors and bring down the struggling Zimbabwe economy.
It's a decision that is likely to affect the Zimbabwean economy very negatively in terms of our prospects for attracting foreign direct investment, in terms of even the opportunity cost relating to loss of output by those companies that will close, and also even loss of employment. The workers of the affected companies will be the biggest casualties.
Patrick Joao maintains that Zimbabwe's economic problems are not related to foreign investment.
Foreign direct investment is not the only solution to this economy. And this argument that says this country is crying for foreign direct investment is not true. What is actually required more in this economy is efficiency, productivity, and higher production levels.
Ordinary Zimbabweans have reacted with mixed feelings to the government's decision.
I'm 100% supporting the government to do what they deem as right, because these people have been told prior to this last resort they've been given, the country in which they're operating is not their own. They came to a foreign place where there are rules, where there are laws, where there are regulations that govern them.
The government should engage these companies more, because eventually this is going to come down to the ordinary Zimbabwean, because we are going to be affected as we lose employment, as we lose certain services and products that are being offered by those companies.
The world's two largest platinum producers, Anglo American Platinum and Impala Platinum, as well as banking group Standard Chartered and Barclays, are some of the foreign-owned firms likely to be affected.
Privilege Mushaniri reporting in Harare. Let's remain in Zimbabwe, where the Chinese government has pledged food aid. The UN says nearly 3 million are in need of food in Zimbabwe as a result of a severe drought affecting the Southern African region. As of February, more than 19,000 heads of cattle had died, according to government figures. Columbus Mavunga met one family in a rural area of Zimbabwe and filed this report.
32-year-old Barnabas Mhlanga, a father of three who also looks after his old parents in the Domboshawa, a rural area about 60 kilometers northeast of Harare, is struggling to put food on the table after six of his seven animals recently died due to the dry conditions.
If I sell my remaining beast, I am hoping that we can be able to buy some food. It has been difficult since it has not been raining here this season. These days we have been depending on menial jobs. Care International came round, but they are not helping us these days. We have sold goats in the past, but we haven't heard what the government is saying about the issue of hunger.
Mhlanga is likely to be happy to hear that the Chinese ambassador to Zimbabwe, Yuang Ping, announced that his country will be responding with food aid for Zimbabwe.
China and Zimbabwe are good friends, good partners, and good brothers. My government and the people attach great importance to the recent severe drought and famine in Zimbabwe. My government actually gave me more than I originally asked.
That was a reference to China's donation of $24.6 million worth of rice that will assist families affected by hunger in Zimbabwe. Recently, Zimbabwe's government said the number of those in need of food aid had risen from 3 million to 4 million. But the United Nations said it is raising funds to assist just 2.8 million people it classified as, quote, the most vulnerable, unquote.
Columbus Mavunga reporting in Harare. Time now to catch up with the crime fighters. Enjoy the action.
Deutsche Welle, learning by ear. Listen up, shape your future.
Greetings and welcome to our radio drama Crime Fighters, Land of Chongbi. This is the fifth episode entitled Seeking the Truth. Chief Awombo was found dead at the flower farm of Roses International, a huge foreign company. The land Roses International leased from the government once belonged to Chief Awombo. It was given to him after independence. But what about the people of Chongwe who lived on the land back then? We'll hear more about this today. The officials are trying to hide from the public the fact that Chief Awombo was murdered, but the private detective Mweri is determined to find out the truth about his death. Let's join Mweri on her way to the registry office, where all the land deals and documents relating to land ownership are archived. She has an appointment with the land registrar, Mr. Kubani.
Good morning, Mr. Kubani. Oh, sorry, you're on the phone.
Just a minute, I'll be with you as soon as I finish this call. Have a seat, please. Yes, of course, sir. No problem. Bye for now. I had no idea that my visitor would be such a beautiful sight to behold.
Excuse me? I didn't come here for attention or flattery.
Really, Miss Mweri? Then why did you choose to wear such a short skirt and put on makeup,
Mr. Kubani, please, let's not go down that road. I'm here on official business.
We can always mix business with pleasure, can't we?
Do I have to report you for sexual harassment to make you stop your filthy talk? Or are you going to let me explain what's brought me here?
Relax, lady. Take it easy.
Two people are in police custody for something they didn't do. A whole community has placed its hopes in me. I need to find out the truth about how they lost their land to a foreign company and why their chief died. I need your help with the investigation.
I was only joking, eh?
Listen, I need to see the land contract between our government and Roses International.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
You heard what I said. I need to see a copy of the title deed giving the Chongwe land to Roses International. I'm sorry, that's my phone. I should have put it on silent.
That's okay. Go ahead and read your message and reply to it. Take your time. I'll be right back.
Where's that damn phone? What the hell is this text about? Mweri, stop searching for ghosts you can't defeat. Or do you want to end up like the chief?
Hey, are you all right? You look like you've seen a ghost.
You could say that. But you know what? We all have to face our ghost at some point, don't we, Mr. Kubani?
Sorry, I don't know what you mean.
Never mind. So, did you find what I'm looking for?
I'm afraid, Miss Mweri, I couldn't find the file. It seems to have mysteriously disappeared.
Is that so? Now, why am I not surprised? Chief Awombo disappeared mysteriously too.
I think our meeting is over. It was a pleasure getting to know you, Miss Mweri.
Huh. The pleasure was all yours. But guess what? You won't stop me from seeking the truth.
Right. Thank you. Thank you all for accepting the invitation to come to my place at such short notice.
Yeah. No problem, Zumari. You said it was urgent and important.
And that it's going to decide our future?
Correct, Akwaba and Jembe. This meeting is crucial for our own survival and that of the next generation. You are all aware that Pambo is in police custody. What you probably don't know is that he is suspected of playing a role in the death of our beloved Chief Awombo.
What? Is that true?
Yeah. That's exactly how shocked I was when they took us both into custody. To cut a long story short, Pambo needs our help. He's innocent, as we all know.
How do you suggest to help Pambo?
By exposing the real killer. If someone killed Chief Awombo, it has to be the owners of Roses International. They were not amused that the chief spoke out against the deal that had us all evicted from our land.
That's more or less impossible, Zumari. You know how well connected the owner of Roses International is. Mr. Gamble socializes with top government officials. Besides, Mori is already working on the case.
Yes, she is. But as you've just said, solving this murder is more or less impossible. Unless...
Unless what, Zumari? We don't want to lose our jobs at Roses International when all this is over.
You have to see the bigger picture, Akwaba. Our chief died fighting for our land. We owe it to him to continue that fight.
Yeah,
but how? The government will never accept it. You saw how they treated us during the demonstration.
Yes. And that's why we have to raise the stakes. We have to invade Roses International. Just as we were forcefully evicted, we'll take back our land by force. Yes. Everyone will have his own plot. Yes. What's your problem? When the military came to evict our families, they didn't hold back, did they?
They didn't.
The soldiers beat everyone with cudgels. They destroyed our huts and fields. Why shouldn't we employ the same methods?
Zumari, are you crazy? This will be a disaster.
No, it won't. We'll plan it so well, they won't even have time to react.
And what's your plan, Zumari?
That's what I want to share with you.
Tell us.
Mm-hmm.
But first, I need you all solemnly to swear that none of what is said here will go beyond these four walls.
But you know, okay, this is scary.
Anyway, it's okay.
It's okay. We'll keep it a secret.
Just tell us.
Good. Now then, this is the plan.
So, let's see how Pambo's family is doing with him in prison. Lola? Hello? Are you there?
Hey, Auntie Mary, hello. Mom isn't here. She went looking for work.
Hello, Jim. You big boy. Yeah, I know. There was no work for her at the flower farm where your dad found work, was there?
Mm-hmm. And now we don't even have a garden to grow our own food. Why did they give our garden to the flower company, Auntie Mary? I think it's more important to grow food than flowers.
Well, the government got a lot of money for this deal.
Well, the land belonged to Chief Awombo, didn't it? How can the government just sell his land?
Well, the question of who the land belongs to is pretty complicated. Let me try to explain. A long time ago, the people of Chongwe all had their own pieces of land to grow vegetables and keep a few animals like chickens. When our country became independent, Chief Awombo got a huge piece of the land for himself.
As a present, because he'd fought to free our people from the colonialists.
That's right. But Chief Awombo changed the boundaries of parts of the land where people were living. So imagine that your garden suddenly gets a lot smaller.
Why did he do that?
The chief gave the other parts of the garden to people in the clan who were closer to him.
I understand, but that's not fair.
No, it isn't.
And what did Chief Awombo say when the government gave the land to Roses International?
Well, he didn't agree, of course, but nobody had asked him. And since he didn't have a title deed...
What's that?
A title deed is a document that confirms you're the owner of a piece of land.
Aha! So the chief couldn't prove that the land belonged to him.
That's right. He talked to the owner of Roses International to try and get some of the land back. But Mr. Gamble had made the deal with the government, so he wouldn't listen to the chief.
I see.
And with Mary and Jim chatting away, we wrap up this fifth episode of our serial, Land of Chongwe. Is Mary about to make a breakthrough in her investigation? What are Zumari and his friends planning in order to reclaim the land? Don't miss the next episode if you want to find out. You can always listen to this episode or previous ones again simply by visiting our website at dw.com/crimefighters. We're also on Facebook. Until next time, stay safe.
Tune in on Monday to find out where the story leads us next. Now, though, a reminder of our main stories. South African police have launched a corruption probe into Jacob Zuma's son, Dudu Zane, and the Gupta family. Zimbabwe has threatened to shut down foreign firms who do not comply with the indigenization laws. We welcome your thoughts and opinions on the stories we've aired. Just send an email to feedback.africa@dw.com, a letter to AfricaLink DW 53110 Bonn, Germany, or an SMS to country code 49160-957-59510. Thank you for your company. From me, Crispin Mwakideu, good day, take care.